In Northwest News from KPLU, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell this week upheld a four-game suspension for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady over the controversy surrounding the team's deflated balls in the AFC title game. Brady and the Patriots are fighting back, and KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says as a result, a man with strong ties to Seattle could become the new leader of the NFL. Art, upholding the suspension didn't end the controversy.
No, it's just going to keep boiling here. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, said this week that he's going to pursue justice in federal court. In fact, he sounded like one of my favorite Bugs Bunny characters. He sounded a lot like Foghorn Leghorn because he was saying, in essence, this is the most unheard of thing I've ever heard of. And it is sort of unheard of in the NFL because the NFL is a very orderly league where this kind of controversy doesn't erupt. What this amounts to is civil war in the NFL. This is a one franchise pitted against the league in federal court. And it's also about this entity of the NFL, which is very ironic, I think. The owners of the teams are some ruthless corporate buccaneers, the ultimate capitalists, and they run a socialist league because they distribute all the revenues and everybody agrees to play by all the rules the same way. And it's a complete contradiction to what has made all these people successful. They're all for one, they're one for all, but not anymore. I'm fascinated to watch how this plays.
We'll watch how it plays out in federal court, and as it does so, it adds uncertainty to Tom Brady's fate.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen to Brady now because the NFL Players Union is going to represent him in court, and they're going to seek an injunction to stop the implementation of this four-game suspension. If they get the injunction, that means when does Brady serve this time? What happens if the Patriots make the playoffs and there's no Brady to quarterback them? It's got a lot of mystery, and I think a lot of people in New England are really apprehensive about seeing this pursued because everybody wants it over.
Well, is this controversy the last straw for Roger Goodell being head of the NFL?
It could be because the NFL Players Union has a very strong case against Goodell as far as following the process described in the collective bargaining agreement with the union. And if Goodell, who has been caught several times not following procedure, is caught again not following procedure, it may not matter that Tom Brady destroyed his cell phone on the day prior to the investigation. It may matter that Roger looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. And if that's the case, they might have to say goodbye to Roger and appoint the number two guy in the organization, which as of August 1st is Todd Lewicki, the new chief operating officer of the NFL. Todd Lewicki was hired in 2003 to be the Seahawks president and CEO. He wound up hiring John Schneider and Pete Carroll, and he moved on to the NHL, where he took the Tampa Bay Lightning to the Stanley Cup Finals in June. And then he just, out of clear blue last week, announced he was becoming the number two guy in the NFL. That was the position from which Roger Goodell advanced to the commissionership. They could do no better than to hire Todd Lewicki to replace Roger Goodell because every sport, every team, and every organization that Lewicki has touched has been the better for it. Certainly here in Seattle, not only did he help the Seahawks re-engage with the 12th man, he's the guy that created the flag in the pregame ceremony, but he also helped get the Sounders to come to Seattle in 2007. And he ran the Portland Trailblazers for a while. He was Paul Allen's sports lieutenant who had all three hats at once. He's a very able, bright, personable guy, everything that Goodell is not.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.